This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 37, and today's devotion is titled, Cooking in the Kitchen. Cooking in the Kitchen. Our scripture memory for today comes from Philippians chapter 3, verse 19. It says, "Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things." Wow, that's a pretty powerful verse, isn't it? Their mind is on earthly things. Do you enjoy cooking? You know, I really love to cook. In our house, we eat a wide variety of foods, and I spend a lot of time in the kitchen, not only cooking, but coming up with new recipes. I love to try new recipes. When we had television, one of my favorite channels was the Food Network. And cooking for my family is very important to me. It's also quite time-consuming. And, of course, I have 4 children still at home. And I have an extended family, stepchildren and grandchildren, that are at our house on a regular basis that I cook for. In fact, yesterday, it was a beautiful spring day, and my husband and I were outside working in the yard, and he said, I think it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he said, "Let's call everybody over for a picnic." So he got on the phone and called his daughter and her family and his son and his family, and a couple of hours later, everybody was at the house. There was 15 of us, and I was in the kitchen cooking for a crowd, and around 7, I think we finally sat down at our picnic tables in our front yard to eat. And it was just a lot of fun. I think that part of enjoying cooking for your family is knowing how to cook. I mean, it wouldn't be very much fun if I was always ruining a recipe or burning the food. I love to eat, and I know what I like to eat. I like to experiment. I'm not afraid to change a recipe if I don't have all of the ingredients. Or, for instance, yesterday when I was cooking for everybody, I had 4 pounds of large button mushrooms. I had a couple of packs of cream cheese in the fridge. And I had planned to make stuffed mushrooms, and my stuffed mushroom recipe is very simple and basic, and it calls for cream cheese. So I had that in the fridge. But I also had some spinach, some fresh spinach that needed to be used up before it went bad. And I decided to try cooking the spinach and then adding it to the stuffing mixture for the mushrooms. And you know what? It turned out delicious. So I love experimenting with food. Now I have another option when I'm making my mushrooms. If I have spinach in the house and want to add a little bit more nutrition to our stuffed mushrooms, I can add spinach. When I left home years ago, I didn't really know how to cook. When I first got married, I was given a Better Homes and Gardens new cookbook. I think a lot of brides get that cookbook. It was my very first cookbook. I was also passed down family recipes from my mom and from grandmother, and I started practicing. I can remember several flops, but you know, as time went on, I got better and better, and I paid attention. I watched cooking shows, which inspired me and gave me ideas and taught me how to cook. If you struggle with preparing food for your family, or if you often find yourself throwing the burnt or inedible food food in the trash. Maybe it's time you took the time to learn to cook. The foods you prepare and serve to your family and friends will leave a lasting impression on them. Food is often the center of our favorite memories. The holidays, celebrations, birthday parties, all of those often involve food. Traditions play such an important role in the day-to-day interaction of our family members, and children thrive on tradition. During the holidays, I make the same recipes, many of which my own mother made when I was growing up for the holidays. I also like to incorporate new recipes and try new things, but the favorites are always repeated. But you know, it's not always just during the holidays that your family can enjoy food traditions. You can make new traditions. For instance, Saturday night could be taco night, which our family actually had taco night on Saturday night for a number of years. And it was always fun, and the kids looked forward to it. You can invite family and friends over for Dad's famous salsa or Monday night football. Snacks can be a treat. It doesn't really matter the food or the reason, just that it's familiar and comforting, and that it tastes good. As a wife and mother, food also plays a vital role in the health of your family. If your children are overweight, if you and your husband are overweight, or even if you were blessed by the skinny gene, your heart and health and their heart health is directly related to the foods you choose to serve. Now, if you eat healthy but your husband doesn't want to, you can greatly improve his health by learning to cook the foods he likes in a healthier way. It takes time, but it's possible. Today, I just want to encourage you to really consider what you're preparing for your family every day. It's up to you to teach your children to eat healthy. Whole foods, fresh fruits and vegetables, and whole grains are essential to good health. When you're eating healthy foods, you're increasing not only how long you live, but the quality of your life. You want to serve indulgent foods in moderation, and processed foods give very little in the way of good nutrition and should be avoided as much as possible. In fact, I recommend learning to cook as much as possible from scratch. If you're unsure what to do, get a good basic cookbook, get a good basic healthy cookbook, and just start practicing. Schedule time each week to learn a new recipe. It can be difficult to change our patterns of eating, but it is possible. I've been there. I didn't grow up eating the best. And as a young mom, we ate a lot of processed foods and fast food. But when I made the decision to eat healthier, it made it a priority in my life. I learned how to cook in a way that my family enjoys, but is healthy. So I just want to encourage you to begin thinking about it, if you're not already. Pray about it. Ask God to help you overcome any struggles you have with cooking, with your appetite. He wants you to bless you with abundant help, and He will help you. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, You are so good. You've offered us such a incredible variety of foods to eat. And Lord, food plays such an important role in our families. So much of our life involves food. Lord, I just pray that You will give us, as homemakers, the wisdom that we need to feed our families so that their souls are nourished and so that their bodies are nourished with good health. Lord, thank You for giving us so much good food that we can choose from. Please bless the ladies who are listening today. Be with their families. Give them peace, wisdom, courage, and strength in the days to come. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you've been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled Meal Planning and the Grocery Store.